Well, I want to say good morning to you as well. I was at a bridal shower for my younger sister the weekend that you all, the freshmen, the awakened class, walked onto campus. So I didn't get the opportunity to interface with you guys during orientation activities. So for your sake, I just wanted to let you know who I am. I'm Joy Ireland, and I'm the Assistant Director of Campus Ministries. And outreach is one of the areas that I get an opportunity to participate in and to kind of walk alongside various folks. And I'm so grateful for Summer Missions Chapel every year. As Dr. Hendershot just read, our theme passage today is really about just the beauty of having a unity of one God, the unity of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, exemplified through a diversity of gifts, a diversity of service, and in this room, a diversity of majors. I'm really, really grateful for a couple, well, for many people. But I want to say a special thanks to our musicians this morning. The musicians you saw up here were students, a part of Summer Ministry Teams 09. And they led music. They were on two different teams, but they led music along with other team members and such throughout the summer. I also want to thank Dr. Hendershot for participating this morning. Please do see her. We're going to have the Missions Info Bash. I am relying on prayer and the Doppler radar that what it told me that there was not going to be any rain between 11 and 1 today, that that's going to happen. But if that doesn't happen, we will move to the student center. So look for us out in the cafeteria, and if it's pouring the rain, go into the student center, and different mission agencies will be out there, local agencies, World Gospel Mission, Salvation Army, OMS International, New Hope International, Go International, and then Christian Service Association, which is a student group of service for every week, and Summer Ministry Teams. Today is the first day that applications are available for SMT 2010. So come in, come and join us. My final thanks is to Nathan Wagner. He's the one who put together the video montage that you saw as you were walking in, and we're going to get a chance to see it again right now. Amen. Thank you to all of you for sending in your photos. Thank you again, Nathan, for all of your work in putting that together. It's 5 minutes that we see, but it definitely takes longer than 5 minutes to put together. And it definitely enhances and gives us, I don't know if some of you who may be visual people, I'm a very visual person, so that kind of cements some things, even in advance of what we're going to hear today. You see in front of you five of your peers, and I am well aware that many, 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 many of you could be sitting up here. The folks that are up here, this is not an issue of favoritism. This is an issue of prayerfulness and desiring to have a wide spectrum of majors and of locations of service. And you'll discover, I'm going to have them introduce themselves, but you'll discover that we've got many, many different continents of experience represented here by many different majors. And so we're going to start off actually just by introducing, they're going to introduce themselves, they're going to tell you their name, their major, the country where they served, and the organization that they served with.
I'm Emily Shetler, and I'm majoring in elementary education. I went to the country of Uganda, and I was working with an organization called Empower a Child.
I'm Joey Nunez. I am a journalism and missions double major. I served in the United States, and I worked at World Gospel Mission, headquartered in Marion, Indiana.
I'm Katie Miller, and I'm a biology major, and I served in Nicaragua with the Christian Medical and Dental Association.
I'm Josh Kinney. I'm a creative writing and journalism major, and I went to Spain with OMS.
I'm Kelsey Miller, and I'm a sociology major. And I went to Thailand and Cambodia with Go International.
I wish we had the moments and the time to be able to have every single one of these students answer every single question that I'm going to ask. But quite frankly, we don't have that time. But what I did do in preparation for this is I sent all of them the questions that are going to be asked and received their responses and then just kind of prayerfully picked, you know, who needs to give a response for which question? And I'm certainly not perfect, but I trust that the Holy Spirit He always in the past has been a part of this process, and I trust that that's the case today. So would you listen as your peers share a bit about their experience? It's not the easiest thing in the world to sit up here. So if you'll listen, the first question Emily is going to answer. And the question is, what was it about your particular mission experience, Emily, that initially caught your attention? Like, why did you choose to go to Uganda?
Well, all of my life, I've heard different missionaries from all over the globe talk about their experiences and their life on the mission field. And to be honest, that was something that I really just never had an interest in. I was fascinated by what they did, but that's really where it ended for me. I never had the desire to go myself. And then about 3 years ago, when I was a freshman, I heard a missionary from Uganda speak. And while she was speaking, God just got a hold of me that night. And I developed a passion for missions and a desire to want to go. And I also developed a passion and a love for the country of Uganda. At that time, though, the timing just wasn't right. I had a lot of growing up and maturing to do, both spiritually and otherwise. And so at that time, I just took her prayer card, and I spent the next 2 years just praying for her particularly and for her ministry and also just for the country of Uganda. And then last year, as a junior, I also heard a different missionary couple from Uganda speak about their experiences. And I again had the same desire inside of me to not only do missions, but especially in the country of Uganda. And prayerfully considered it, and I decided that the timing was right and it was time for me to go. And so I looked into many different organizations, and I came across Empower a Child, and it just fit perfectly with the passions that God had laid in my heart. The whole premise of Empower a Child is working with children, and ask anyone who knows me even at all, and they'll tell you that I absolutely love kids. And so I had the opportunity to go to Uganda and to work with kids in a variety of settings, including schools, orphanages, hospitals, sports outreach ministries, and many other things. And so it was just a really great experience to be able to be in Uganda and work with kids and to see the way that God provided a way to use both my passions in one summer.
Great, great. Thank you, Emily. Question two is actually going to be answered by Joey and Katie. Joey has a perspective of having served here in the States, and Katie a perspective of having served outside. And so the question is this. Joey first. What types of service were you called to during your summer experience there in Marion for WGM? And what did it teach you or confirm within you regarding God's call upon your life?
Well, for me, it was a little bit different as I actually wrote about missionaries. I told the stories of other people, so I didn't actually do missions work per se. But it was really a great opportunity for me to just be able to use what I learned in journalism in my few years here and be able to apply it in that atmosphere. And the people I worked with were just incredible, great community of people, and the missionaries that I got to speak with just had amazing testimonies that I wish I could share more about, just their passion for Christ and the passion that they were able to accomplish. And there I was able to write two articles for The Call, which is their bi-monthly publication. And then I also wrote 9 living tributes for missionary, single missionaries, and then couples as well, just explaining about their ministries and what they were able to accomplish during their years of service. And I interviewed people from various places as India, Kenya, Mexico, the Native American field, and a few others as well. And it was just an amazing opportunity to really confirm what God's really laid on my heart to serve in missions with the tool of writing.
Katie.
Okay, well, since I was in eighth grade, I wanted to be a dentist, and my junior year of high school, I felt like God was really putting, I guess, a desire in my heart to do missions work, but I didn't really know, like, what dental missions work looked like. So for 4 years, I've been praying for an opportunity to go somewhere, and last year was really difficult, I guess, academically for me, and being a biology major is very difficult for me. And so I was like, God, why have you called me to this? Because it's really difficult. And so in this tremendous way, God provided this trip for me to go to Nicaragua. And so when I got there, I spent the first day or so in the dental clinic, but they gave me like the sterilization job, which is not the fun job. And so, but I really enjoyed it actually. And like you, you're just like cleaning utensils and throwing away, you know, bloody gauze and stuff. But I, but I really did enjoy it. But I really wanted to do some more hands-on stuff. And there was just a lot of help in the dental clinic, and so they didn't really need me. But as the week progressed, I got to do a little bit more. And by Thursday, I was not only like cutting sutures and filling cavities and vacuuming spit, but I got to actually give an injection on a patient. And so that was just so cool, and it was so confirming to me that that God had definitely called me to this, because I had such a joy doing this, which is probably not what most people would enjoy, but I really did. I loved it so much. So it's so confirming to me, and it's just such a blessing to see the people and how thankful they were, and just the impact that doing healthcare missions work is on the world. So it was very, very much a blessing. So,
doesn't that give you a new perspective about your dentist? Some of them have joy when they're vacuuming up your spit and they're taking out the bloody gauze and they're filling your cavities. Thanks, Katie. Thanks, Joey. All right, Josh, you're going to answer our third question for us. And here it is. Name one or two ways in which you recognize the presence of God in you or within your team during your summer experience in Spain.
Okay, well, what stands out in my mind the most is this woman, Maria. I had the chance to stay with her the first couple days I was in Spain, and she spoke perfect English. I really lucked out. It was awesome. But her and I just hit it off, and she had two kids, elementary age, and she was divorced. And we just shared the same passions, the same interests, and it's almost as if we had known each other forever. So I really feel like God had put us together on purpose. And one night she took me out to dinner in Madrid before any of us had gotten there. And I thought that was so awesome. And she just asked me personally about my faith. And I told her about the relationship I have with Jesus. But she kind of was thrown off by the whole idea of a relationship instead of like this traditional list of rules. And she just was confused, and I was happy that she asked me about it, and I think she had this idea in her mind that she had to clean herself up or get her act together before she could even think about approaching this kind of idea of a relationship. And I tried to tell her that, you know, if that were the case, then I wouldn't be anywhere near it either, and Jesus wants you just as you are. And so I hope that today Maria knows that. And that, to me, was like the best time I had in Spain.
Great. Thanks, Josh. Thank you very much. Isn't it awesome how that truth is true for Maria in Spain, and it's true for every single one of us sitting here in Wilmore, Kentucky, Hughes Auditorium. All right, Kelsey, here's your question. The theme passage for chapel this morning comes from 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 6. In it, Paul makes clear that all of our gifts, service, activities, no matter how diverse, are the evidence and working of one God, Father, Son, and Spirit. How did you see this truth manifested within your team and your ministry context in Cambodia and Thailand?
When I read this question, when you sent it out to us, I was really excited because it seemed to express perfectly what we experienced in Thailand and Cambodia. While we were traveling around and working with different ministries, because it was an exposure trip for human trafficking work, and so we didn't just do one thing. We were in Bangkok and Chiang Mai in Thailand, and we were in Phnom Penh in Cambodia. So we worked with a lot of different ministries. And so we got to see the ways that human trafficking is being addressed. And human trafficking is not a simple issue. It's not an easy fix, and it doesn't have simple answers. It's very complex, and so it has lots of causes and effects, and it has a lot of obstacles, and it creates a lot of needs. And so no one ministry would be able to deal with all of those or address all of those. But every ministry that we partnered with was addressing it with creative resources and creative perspective. One of the ministries that we worked a lot with was a series of children's homes. And so they were passionate about prevention. They would go in and they'd get girls who were at high risk to be trafficked. And before they were trafficked, they'd get them into these children's homes where they got education and good food and shelter and love. and we got to spend time with them. And then another one of the ministries we worked with was focused on intervention. So this ministry would go into the bars in Bangkok and minister to the women who worked there. And they would build relationships with these women and then invite them back to their ministry centers where they could get job training and English education and healthcare and childcare. And then another ministry that we worked with was an aftercare healing and holistic restoration place for women who had been sexually exploited in some way. So they worked with women like ages 13 to 19, and they put them through a two-year program where they committed to coming out of whatever the situation had been and committing to learning and growing and seeking good employment and seeking a whole life. So even though none of the ministries looked alike, our team was able to see the presence of the Lord so strongly in each of them and to have such a sense of hope at the work that was being done in such a dark area, in such a dark issue. And then as well, I also got to experience this truth on our team. We were a very diverse team as far as giftings and experience go, and that's what made us strong. Some of the team was awesome at being in the bars and reaching out to the women there. Some of them felt very comfortable talking to those women and building relationships. Some of the people in our team were really, really good with the little girls and playing with them and loving them and caring for them. Some of the team that I went with was great at encouraging the missionaries we worked with and uplifting them and ministering to their hearts. And all of my team was committed to supporting each other and building up our team. So even though we were all different, we saw a love being built between us that was an expression of the Lord and his presence with us. So that verse really, I think, encompasses a lot of my experience in my time in Thailand and Cambodia.
Thank you. Thank you, Kelsey. Do you see or do you hear the unity of the theme of unity in the midst of all of these students' different majors, their different experiences? Way to go, band, and picking the song, You're Beautiful. I mean, it is just beautiful that God would do that, would so intricately wire us as his bride, as the body of Christ, and have particular places, particular situations that he would desire for us. You know, around here at Asbury now, we've got this cross-cultural requirement. And again, you saw Dr. Hendershot. She's the woman you want to talk to about that. My prayer is that you think about that requirement and you just don't go, look what I've got to do. What's the easiest, quickest thing that I can do to just get that checked off the list? My prayer is that you receive that and you see that requirement as a bit of a gift. I would assume that these students sitting up here with me would say that at least some aspect of their experience was a gift. I don't think it's a coincidence that it's connected to their majors in some way, some fashion, whether it's through communication, whether it's in the States or out of the States, whether it deals with a needle in a mouth, or a really, really, really heartbreaking, tough issue that God would bring light to areas where people are trafficked for their body. I mean, that's heartbreaking. What does it mean for you to be intentionally and prayerfully considering this particular requirement and for it to actually make a difference in the world, but also in your life? I'm wearing this sari today, this outfit. I'm not sure if that's the correct word. Forgive me if I'm wrong there. But not because I went to India, but because my husband went to India a couple summers ago, and I was not able to go with him. And they made this for me, asking sneaky questions of him, and they happened to get my size right and everything. But I wear it as a reminder because that trip changed my husband's life. Like, it changed him, and it impacted our marriage as a result. It impacted other relationships that he was in as a result. And so, really be prayerful if you're in this room and you're considering this requirement. There's a green sheet of paper that's been typed up. Dr. Hendershot has been working like a madwoman, trying to make this as simple as possible. And if you are one who has to do this type of thing for a requirement and want to really be intentional and prayerful, this sheet of paper actually has trips that have already been pre-approved for this requirement. and lists of web addresses and stuff like that, grab one of these if you're prayerfully considering it. Talk to some of the agency folks that are going to be out there. We'll have more agency folks here at Great Commission Congress in early November as well. And you can, again, just be intentional. Be intentional about if you're one of those people who has to do this requirement. If you're not one of those people, if you're done with that, or it's not a part of your deal because you're an upperclassman and you came in earlier before that, I hope you heard that God can still use your major and still use your passions and desires to do that, whether you're, again, it's not about having to leave the country. I'm going to say that again. It's not about having to leave the country. God calls you to missions and to serving him and to and expressing the Great Commission no matter where you're at. But if he happens to call you for a time outside, it'll really will change your life if you're willing to let it hit you that way. Let's thank our peers for sitting up here and sharing with us. Feel free if you have any questions about what they did. I think they wouldn't mind talking to you. Sounds like they had a good time. So let's close in prayer. Jesus, thank you so very much for kind of rigging up the world in such a way that you would desire to use us, that you would desire to call people to yourself, not in a some sort of robotic kind of way that you just kind of push a button, but you would call your children, your bride, your church, capital C, to be active, to be participating wherever we are at, whether it's here on campus, whether it's a local service agency in Lexington or local, whether it's in another state, in another country, wherever the place may be, that you call us to a variety of different activities and services. You put a passion in us for a variety of different majors. And somehow your vision for people being reached and coming to you isn't complete, fully complete, unless we will engage that, unless we'll participate. Thank you for the experiences that we heard about this morning, for these students who were so willing to sit in front of their peers, hundreds of them, and share even a small aspect of the ways that you worked and you moved. Would you seed your capital T truth in the depths of our hearts, Lord? Whatever it is that you had us and want us to hear, may it seed there, Lord. Would you change this world, change this planet because of the ways that you empower people that are sitting in this room? And thank you for an institution called Asbury College that gets that, that understands that your hands and feet are right here, right now. Thank you, Lord. We pray these things in your name. Amen.